Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Tuesday, the 4th of June. Coming up, attack on homeless man described as deeply upsetting.
We all need to start remembering that we're all human beings and we should be helping each other.
Kent reacts to Donald Trump's state visit to the UK.
Everything should be dealt with in a professional manner.
He is the head of state of our closest ally.
He's the president of America. He's been duly elected. Some people don't like him, some people do.
And volunteers due to be recognised at new awards ceremony.
They are the unsung heroes of everyday organisations that rely on them. People just don't understand how much volunteers make the difference to what we do and what we see every day.
Kent Online News.
A homeless man's been left with a number of facial injuries after being attacked and robbed by a group of teenagers in Maidstone town centre. He was assaulted by three boys and a girl after refusing to give them his alcohol and cigarettes in Week Street. They stole his mobile phone, alcohol and cash. Chris Thomas is from the Kent-based homeless charity Porchlight.
Hearing about this attack is deeply upsetting. People sleeping rough are already some of the most vulnerable in our society, and they deserve our help, not to be attacked or to be robbed. Sadly, attacks like this are very common, and they range from verbal abuse and physical violence to people being sexually assaulted or targeted for human trafficking. So, as you can imagine, people on the streets become so worried about their own well-being that it becomes harder for them to trust charities like Porchlight, who are genuinely trying to help. It's not just teenagers who are doing things like this. People of all ages carry out these attacks. It's easy for people to pick on those who are vulnerable. And with the added stigma attached to homelessness, that people choose this kind of lifestyle for themselves, which is absolutely untrue, people on the streets become easy targets. We all need to start remembering that we're all human beings and we should be helping each other. As you can imagine, it's really draining to live like this, and it has a big impact on a person's mental health. They're living in fear constantly, and that can really exacerbate problems that they're already facing. So what happens as a result is that rough sleepers have more difficulty trusting others, and that makes it more difficult for us to help them. And some even choose to hide away from view, which makes it harder for us to find them and give them the help they need. These are people just like you who have fallen on difficult times, and you could be in their position one day. The fact of the matter is that homelessness kills, and attacks like this make it harder for us to give people the life-saving help that they need. Instead of endangering someone's life, please help us save it instead.
Kent Online reports.
Two Kent men who were found with almost £500,000 worth of Class A drugs have been jailed for a total of more than 14 years. 35-year-old Daniel Solomon from Ferndale Road in Gravesend and Alex May, who's 31 and from Sandpiper Close in Greenhithe, pleaded guilty to dealing drugs in London and Kent last year. Police seized around 10 kilos of cocaine and more than £300,000 in cash. A third man is due to be sentenced at a later date. A man's been arrested on suspicion of assault after another man was taken to hospital with injuries in Margate. Police taped off part of the high street after being called there this morning. A 26-year-old remains in custody. Thousands of protesters have been out in force today to demonstrate against Donald Trump's state visit to the UK. The US president's been meeting Theresa May at Downing Street on day two of his trip. We've been finding out if people in Medway think he should have been invited to Britain.
Honestly, I believe that we should be welcoming Donald Trump, not necessarily because of the fact that he is just the president. It's purely just because everything should be dealt with in a professional manner, regardless of what our opinions are of the gentleman.
No, I think he's the president of America. He's an ally. He's the leader of the Western free world. So, yeah, you know, whether you believe it or in his ethos or not, I think he should be welcome here.
We should be welcoming in the UK because with all these Brexit issues, like, I feel like no one really takes the UK seriously anymore, and they need all the help they can get. Even if it comes from Donald Trump, like, personally, I'm not really a fan of him. Like, I'm an American myself, and he doesn't really do anything for black people, but for the UK as a nation, I think they need Donald Trump.
Absolutely we should. He is the head of state of our closest ally. As such, we should welcome him just as he welcomes us.
We should definitely be welcoming Donald Trump. He's the president of America. He's been duly elected. Some people don't like him, some people do, but he's the elected president of our closest ally.
Kent Online News.
Plans have been put forward for more than 230 flats opposite the Ashford Designer Outlet. If given the go-ahead, the East Dower Park project will feature one- and two-bedroom apartments in six blocks. You can see what it could look like in our story online. A man who burgled a home near Laysdown and then crashed his car while trying to escape from police has been jailed for almost 3 years. James McKinley targeted the house in Bayview last July and used stolen credit cards to buy sweets and beer before being arrested. The 44-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address, was also found guilty of targeting another property near Sevenoaks. The work done by thousands of people in Kent who give up their time for free is going to be recognised at a new awards ceremony. The Kent Volunteering Awards will take place in November. It's after the Lord Lieutenant of Kent, who represents the Queen, set up a new website to try and link wannabe volunteers with opportunities in the county. Rob Phillips is from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. He says volunteers are vital to the force.
Well, it's incredibly important. The Police and Crime Commissioner has made it a key part of his police and crime plan and volunteering and supports the Kent Police quite substantially in their use of specials. So we have quite a strong special constabulary who go out and do everything pretty much that a normal police officer can do, but they do it, you know, voluntarily, which is amazing, really, to think that people do that. And they put in an incredible number of hours for it. The Commissioner himself runs an independent custody volunteer scheme, so they go out and look at the custody arrangements within the force. Again, statutory responsibility, incredibly important. And they go out all hours, different times, and of their own time. You know, so actually, it's an incredible important part of the emergency services kind of area in Kent, actually, and it's all helping, you know, victims and witnesses, helping cope and recover, helping make sure that the force are doing the things that they should be doing, and providing, making sure hopefully that the citizens in Kent feel safe.
Just tell us a little bit about how important volunteers are in terms of the role that you have.
Sadly, volunteers are very often overlooked, and they are the unsung heroes of everyday organisations that rely on them. People just don't understand how much volunteers make the difference to what we do and what we see every day. Maidstone Borough Council is delighted to be supporting the Kent Volunteer Awards. They are so important that those people are recognised for the work that they do.
And just tell us about, in terms of the sector that you're in, if there are any volunteers around the council, and just tell us about some of the hard work that they do.
Volunteering plays a huge part in everything we do, particularly for Maidstone Borough Council. We actually encourage our own staff to go out and volunteer as part of their paid work. For instance, we have our own volunteers gardening group at the Cobtree Manor Park, which this week we are looking as part of Volunteers Week to go out and blitz the plastic, compound that plastic that so many people drop and don't notice that is causing problems to the wildlife. So, yeah, everything really that we do as far as volunteering is concerned can make so much of a difference to everybody's lives.
In terms of these volunteering awards as well, why do you think people should enter? Why do you think these people should be recognised?
I definitely think they should be recognised, because actually they are overlooked, sadly, far too often. As I say, these are people that play a huge part in organisations' roles, and actually a lot of places, particularly charities, they wouldn't survive without them.
So tell us a little bit about how volunteering helps out in your sector.
Well, the Lord Lieutenant had the initiative of setting up something called Kent Volunteers. And what we see in Kent is the ability for people to handshake across organisations. So if you want to volunteer for a particular organisation, or you don't know what's available in your area, you can very simply click on Kent Volunteers. It'll tell you what the opportunities are down the side, and you can register and say, that's what I want to do. And it could be anything from a charity, community interest group, mother and baby playgroup, whatever you call it, it's all there. And it means that even if you've got an hour a week to spend, you might be able to spend that hour a week maybe doing a garden for someone who's completely unable to do it for themselves because of disability or illness. And that makes all the difference.
Kent Online Sport.
Now with a look at some football news, here's Ishmael.
Ipswich United have been given a severe warning about their future conduct following a mass confrontation at the end of one of their matches. The club's been fined £7,500 after violence broke out following their National League game at Halifax in March. Meantime, a Hythe Town footballer has been given a 12-match ban after getting involved in a big fight. As many as 40 people were part of the brawl after Peter Hyatt lost to Faversham Town in February. Nigel Neater's punishment will start next season. And it looks like Maidstone United will be able to expand their stadium after buying a 2-metre strip of land from the Borough Council. Bosses initially refused to sell the plot on the riverside of the Gallagher, but they've now reached an agreement with the club. It means the west side of the stadium can be developed with a seated stand for 650 fans and a spectator pathway for safe access.
And finally today, a new adventure playground has opened at a park in Maidstone as part of a multi-million pound regeneration. Obstacle areas, a dinosaur-themed golf course, zip wires and segways are now available at Moat Park. Mike Evans is from the Borough Council.
Since the 2012 lottery bid and the works that were the first stage of the regeneration, visitor numbers are now above 1.5 million per year. So adding this element in just gives everyone that comes here even more to do while they're here and make their journeys worthwhile with a little bit more here to kind of fill your whole day rather than just a short visit. And next up is the new visitor centre and cafe, so work's pushing forward on that.
The opening of the play area was delayed by more than a year. Mike says work was initially due to start last February, but was put back until August.
A few reasons, some of it's the weather, some of it's getting different contractors lined up. As any project of this size, different companies doing different bits of it, so getting their timelines to all agree with each other added some delays along the way, but here we are and it's all finished and it's couldn't be a better time with the weather and the school holidays approaching.
And children and parents have already been out enjoying the playground.
Yeah, it's just quite exciting with everyone playing around. Yeah, it just seems like a good time.
Do you like the golf? Is it good fun?
Yeah.
What's been your favourite bit so far?
Hitting into the hole.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. We're just having our first go on the dinosaur golf course. We're having a lot of fun and it's just brilliant to see it so busy and something like this being added to Moat Park. It's brilliant.
That's it for now, but don't forget you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.